Attend the podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. My name is John Wilkerson. Well, we have a new president of the United States of America. And there are people who are happy about it. There are people who are upset about it. And there are people, like myself, who are indifferent about it. Now, don't get me wrong. When any president comes into office, I'm usually pretty concerned because there's nobody that I 100% agree with. And so I might be wondering when it comes to a particular social policy or a particular fiscal policy, hey, what's this? What are things going to be like? And when I say that I'm indifferent, it's not because I don't care what happens. I don't care what President Trump does. But the reason I say I'm pretty much indifferent about it is because what happens with our new president does not affect the mission of the church. The mission of the church does not change. We will still feed and clothe the poor, the homeless, the widows, the orphans. Nothing changes. No president, no government, whether it's a dictatorship, whether it's a republic, no government can alter the mission of the church. We are still called to love our neighbors as ourselves and to love our enemies. And I think that's probably the most difficult part of this, because I think there are certainly Christians who, although they won't say that Trump is an enemy, they really feel like he is an enemy to them. And although there are Christians who will say, well, people who are protesting the day after Inauguration Day aren't my enemy, sometimes they act as if they are, meaning that they're not loving them. Because here's the thing. When we love our neighbor and we love our enemy, it looks the same. It absolutely looks the same. Now, we can disagree with our neighbor. We can disagree with our enemy. We can disagree with the brothers and sisters in our church, but we still love them the same. And to me, that seems to be one of the most difficult things that Christians are having to deal with right now, is this whole love like Jesus thing. You see, we have been spoiled here in the United States. We've been spoiled because we've been fortunate enough to live in a country where, for the longest time, our morals, our religion, has had political clout and political power. And now that's not happening so much. Now we are starting to lose favor with the populace. We're starting to lose our political power. And so now the question is, what is the church going to do in America when it's outnumbered? So the thing we need to think about is, What are our brothers and sisters in Europe doing? How are they engaging people and engaging the culture? Because Europe has been post-Christian for quite some time. And this has been something that they've been dealing with for a long time, a lot longer than we have. I think we're just starting down that path. So what does it mean when our morals are no longer mainstream? I wouldn't say that they're fringe just yet, but they aren't mainstream, that's for sure. Especially if you're looking at very evangelical, very conservative denominations in the United States. How do we engage a culture that pushes back against us a little bit more than it used to be? I don't know. I don't have that answer yet. So we are very much in a situation right now where things didn't turn out the way we wanted them to when it came down to this political swing. And sure, there have been protests, but for the most part, we've had a peaceful transition of power. Granted, there's been some rioting and some looting, but compared to what happens in some other countries, this is a walk in the park. So we as Christians need to think about how we're going to respond to this culture. And like I said, I think it needs to be the same. We need to pray for Trump. We need to pray for his cabinet. We need to pray for the people that are affected by this. We need to continue to pray for President Obama, former President Obama, whatever term you want to use there. I did watch some of the inauguration, and the one thing that stood out to me the most while I was watching it was how we have here many people who disagree politically, morally, philosophically, all sitting together in support of the new president. They may be on completely opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to politics. But because these people value the way our government works, they are willing to set aside those differences in order to support the new president. So here's the challenge to me, and I think the challenge to all of us now. And that is that it's time for the church to set aside its differences. Okay, whether or not we baptize with immersion or sprinkling, infant baptism or baptism after a profession of faith, whether or not we speak in tongues, whether or not miracles continue to happen. Let's get down to the core of it. Do we believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and died to save us from our sin? If the answer is yes, we need to set aside our differences, political and theological, and go forward and represent Christ in the way that he's always called us to represent him, by doing, by showing love through acts of charity and kindness. Let's not lose focus. Let's not lose sight of the mission at hand. It has not changed, and it will not change, no matter who is our president, no matter what type of government we have. Our mission does not change. My name is John Wilkerson. You've been listening to 10 the Podcast, 10 minutes every 10 days. Thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking me in your ears.